As we just heard, the evangelist John describes for us the first appearance of the risen Christ to his disciples. This appearance occurs on the evening of that Sunday that we now call Easter. The disciples are huddled in a room somewhere trying to stay out of sight because they fear for their lives. Suddenly the risen Christ appears, even though the door to the room is locked from inside. He says to them, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. We may wonder why the risen Christ would need to show them his hands and his side. Shouldn't those disciples recognize him by his voice or by his face? Obviously not. The ways of identifying the human person, such as the sound of a voice or facial features or body, don't work anymore after the resurrection. It's the same reason Mary Magdalene earlier that day did not recognize the risen Christ in the garden and mistook him for a gardener. The resurrected body is not the same as the human body, which is also why Jesus didn't need to open the door to get inside the room. The evangelist is trying to tell us something important here. He tells us that the only way the disciples were able to recognize the risen Lord was by his wounds. He showed them his hands and his side. I know we tend to rush over this detail, more eager to find out what the risen Christ has to say. But in our rush, we miss an important truth that the evangelist is making clear to us. The presence of the risen Christ is confirmed only by the signs of his suffering and dying on the cross. You know, we often speak of the presence of the risen Christ among us. For example, we speak of his presence in the Eucharist. We speak of his presence in the community of believers, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. But if we read carefully what the evangelist wants to tell us here, we are to find the presence of the risen Christ, especially and those who show the marks of persecution and suffering. It is the way the disciples recognize the Lord Jesus, and it is the way we also will come to see him when he shows us his hands and his side. This should not surprise us. After all, who did Jesus identify with most during his earthly ministry? He identified with the sick and the suffering, with the poor and the despised, with the least and the last. And what did Jesus tell us would be our final judgment? The way in which we treated the hungry and the thirsty, and the imprisoned and the sick. Again, the lonely, the lost, the marginalized. What you did to the least of these, you did to me. The greatest sin for the disciple, then, is not to recognize the presence of the risen Lord when he stands in the same room with us. Not to know who he is when he shows us his hands and his side. Not to see him when all the signs of his suffering are there for us to see if we just open our eyes. After all, our claim to being a disciple of the risen Christ is that we know him. We're told that the early disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And how, again, did they see the Lord? He showed them his hands and his side. If we are to have that same joy, and if we are to claim that same privilege as one of his disciples, we will have to see the Lord in the nail marks in his hands and the gaping wound in his side, where the dagger was stuck into him and where blood and water flowed out. So look at the hands of the migrant worker who spends all day picking strawberries in the heat of the sun, or the hands of the worker from the Congo who works in the slaughterhouses in this country because no one else wants to work there. Do you see Christ? Look at the aide in the nursing home whose side hurts every day when she leaves work because of lifting the elderly into their beds. Do you see Christ? Look at the hands of the poor person who opens them in the hope that will give him a couple quarters, or if he's lucky, a few dollars. Do you see Christ? Look at the single mom who has to run after four young kids every day and who waits for the night to come so she can rest her side. Do you see Christ? Look at the hands of workers in foreign factories. Those hands worn and stiff from hours every day sewing the clothes that we wear and only earning a dollar or two for their day's work. Do you see Christ? Look at the protesters whose sides ache after a long day of carrying a placard denouncing the wrongs done to innocent people in this land. Do you see Christ? Again, the risen Christ is recognized by the suffering that his hands and his side endured. It is fascinating, really, that these signs of the suffering he endured in his human body are the only things that also stayed with his resurrected body. The evangelist would have us understand that these marks identify Jesus as the Christ, and they identify him to all who would want to find the risen Christ in their midst. I had a friend who was a priest for 65 years, before he passed away at the age of 90. We had known each other for many years, and I learned more pastoral lessons from him than from any book on theology. In his last years, in his late 80s, he was still serving as a pastor in a small parish in Arkansas. On one visit to see him, he happened to point out his hands to me. Of course, I had noticed over the years how they had become misshapen from arthritis and from wear and tear and whatnot. In fact, his index finger on his right hand had curled over the next finger so that he couldn't use it anymore to give out communion. He had to use the other finger just to hold the host. He said to me, "Look at these ugly hands. Nobody wants to see them." But I did not see what he saw. His hands, those hands, had served selflessly the Lord Jesus for 6 decades plus, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, uplifting the downhearted, blessing the traveler. Yes, he was right. Those hands were gnarled and twisted, and so knotty at the joints. But he was also wrong. They were not ugly. They were beautiful hands. For me, his hands carry the marks of the risen Christ. As surely as Christ Jesus stood before his disciples in that room and said, "Look at my hands," I tell you, Christ Jesus stood before me in that moment and said, "Look at these ugly hands."